今天早上我要请弟兄姊妹们继续来读约翰福音第一章。
This morning, again, we want to study the book according to John, chapter 1.
我不晓得我们约翰福音第一章讲了多少次了。
I don't know how many times we already preached on this chapter.
但是神的话极其，神的话没有限量。
But we know that this God's word is so limitless.
每一次我们解开神的话语，每一次打开神的话语的时候，都有新鲜的光在我们的面前。
Whenever we open the God's word, there's always new light.
今天早晨我们要从约翰福音第一章里面记载四个门徒的经历，叫我们得的帮助。
This morning we shall study the four, the experience of four disciples to
receive our spiritual lesson.
To receive our spiritual lesson.
所以我要请弟兄姊妹一起来读几节圣经，也许读的多一点。
So let's read the Bible together.
我们读从一章三十五节开始。
From chapter 1, verse 35.
我们继续读好不好？如果读到哪里我停下来，大家就跟着停下来啊！ Yeah, 我们一起来读。
Let's continue reading and we can stop anytime.
在次日
again, the next day,
约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说看哪、啊、这是神的羔羊。两个门徒听见他的话就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？他们说，拉比在哪里住？拉比翻出来就是夫子。耶稣说，你们来看。他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天并与他同住，那时约有申正了。听见耶稣的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。弥赛亚翻出来就是基督，于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看见他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。请我们停一停，这里四十一节他说，安德烈有一个宣告，他说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
Here in verse 41, Andrew had a proclamation. He said, we found the Messiah.
第42节，耶稣看见彼得对他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。
And then in verse 42, Lord Jesus said, thou art Simon the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas.
我们再读43节到48节。
Let's continue reading from verse 43 to verse 48.
有次日耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力就对他说，来跟从我吧。这腓力是伯赛大人和安德烈彼得同城。腓力找着拿但业对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。拿但也对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。耶稣看见拿但也就指着他说，看哪、啊、这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。拿但也对耶稣说，你从哪里知道我呢？耶稣回答说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。这里你注意到腓力和耶稣基督也有一个对话。
Then you realize there's a conversation between Philip and Jesus.
而且腓力也做了一个见证，他说摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了。
And then Philip proclaimed that the one that was written in the law of Moses and also was proclaimed by the prophet, that one we met.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Who is Jesus the Nazarene,
约瑟的儿子
the son of Joseph.
我们再看第四十九节和五十一节。
Let us read one again, the verse 49 to 51.
拿但也说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。耶稣对他说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。又说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。这里拿但业也有一个个人的经历，他最后转过来宣告说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Here we see also Nathaniel has his personal experience. He turned around and said, Rabbi, thou art the son of God, thou art the king of Israel.
所以无论是安德烈，无论是彼得，无论是腓力，无论是拿但业，这四个门徒都有一个共同的点。
So No matter whether it's Andrew or Peter or Philip or Nathaniel, they all have a common experience.
这个共同点就是说，他们能具体的说出一个见证，是基于个人经历的见证。
They can all tell a very solid experience, a solid testimony, which is according to their own personal experience.
他们不是仅仅说我们相信耶稣，相信耶稣什么
？They don't just say, "Oh, we believe in Jesus." No, what do you believe in Jesus?
这等于是他们每一个人信心的宣告。
Now this is a proclamation of their faith, individual faith.
而且这里你也看见这些门徒们都很快的变成一个传福音的人。
And right away, you see all these disciples become great gospel evangelists.
他们不仅自己相信并且认识这一位个人经历中间的弥赛亚。
Not only they knew themselves, and also they really experience this Messiah.
而且他能够向着人宣扬，来把别人也带到耶稣基督的面前。
And then he can also proclaim this Messiah and bring other people to the Lord.
这一个。是相当有力量的见证。
Now this is a very, very powerful witness.
他若是没有里面很清楚的那种决心或者这样的认识的话，他不会这样做一个传福音的人。
If they don't have this kind of a true conviction, they cannot be a true evangelist.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这初期四个门徒都是了不起的人。
So in the very, very beginning, these four disciples are great men.
他们的信心不是停在自己的身上。
Their faith did not just stop.In themselves.
而是产生了连锁的作用，一路的传递下去。
But there's a chain reaction going on. It just continues.
神所要得到的门徒是这样一个有影响力的人。
And this is the kind of disciple the Lord wants to have.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一件非常非常精彩的事情。
This is a wonderful thing.
我们如果回头想一想，这四个人可能是人类历史中间在第一个做门徒的。
If we look carefully, then we realize these four men.Are the first disciples in the whole human race.
约翰，施洗的约翰，他是神的先知，他或者有神特别的启示。
John the Baptist is a prophet. He has special revelation from the Lord.
他看见耶稣在那里行走，他里面就得到启示说，这是神的羔羊。
When he saw Jesus walk, and then he had this revelation, and he would say, he would proclaim, "Now behold, this is the Lamb of God."
但是这四个门徒。不过是一些相当平凡普通的人，也许跟我们更加接近。
But these four people, they are probably more like you and me. They are just ordinary people.
施洗约翰是一个神人，他的生活圣洁，人人都看得见，也许我们赶不上。
John the Baptist is a holy man. His life is so different. Everybody can see that he is a prophet.
但是这四个门徒。他们也有他们的软弱 我们也看见他们的失败。
But these four disciples, they're just ordinary people. They have their weaknesses and we saw their failure.
甚至在他们信主之前还有各样的怀疑。
Even before they really believe in the Lord, they have all kinds of doubts.
所以我们跟他们很容易认同。
So we can really identify with them.
所以更加我们觉得稀奇他们竟然这样大胆宣告一件事情。
So even more so we feel it's amazing that they dare to make this kind of proclamation.
安德烈是头一个说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
You see, Andrew is the first to say, we met Messiah.
那么什么力量什么经历叫他能够说出这句话来
Now, what kind of a power, what kind of experience that make him, make this kind of a proclamation?
我不要讲得太快啊要让弟兄姊妹跟我一起思想哈、啊。是什么道理叫安德烈头一个做见证说我们遇见弥赛亚了
yeah,、so、
而且讲得那么有把握
Let us all meditate on this together. Now, what makes him to be so sure that he saw Messiah?
圣经里面有什么证据有什么线索给我们找得到的
Right in the Bible, can we find any kind of a clue why this would happen?
我自己以为这里有一句话是非常妙的
But I think there's one verse in here is a very wonderful verse.
就是这里他们几个门徒本来是跟随施洗约翰的。
Those disciples, they were originally John the Baptist's disciple.
施洗约翰对他们说，这是神的羔羊，看啊，这是神的羔羊。
When John the Baptist said, now behold, this is the Lamb of God.
这里是三十七节说，两个门徒听见他的话。就跟从了耶稣。
And the verse 37 says, and the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
这里两个门徒，我想有一个是写约翰福音的约翰，不过他没有把自己经历讲出来就是了。
I believe these two disciples, one is John that who wrote this gospel, and he did not just identify himself here.
只是这里有一个，他们两个人说，耶稣转过来看见他们说，你们要什么
？And then when Jesus turned around and saw them and say, what do you want?
他们说，拉比哪里住
？They say, Rabbi.Where are you staying?
弟兄姊妹们，我相信这是一个 很重要一件事情。
I believe this is a very important thing here.
安德烈为什么认出耶稣是弥赛亚？
Now, how come Andrew recognized Jesus as the Messiah?
在这里给我们看见一个很大的可能，就是因为他曾经与耶稣同住。
Then we hear we see a great possibility that he did abide with Jesus, dwell with him.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这里他说。主啊，你在哪里住？拉比，你在哪里住？
Because here he did ask, Lord, Rabbi, where are you dwelling?
这一次我在夏令会里面遇见很多新的朋友，旧的朋友。
Last time I went to the retreat, I saw a lot of old and new friends.
你知道我们见面的时候说你住哪里？你住哪里？为什么问你住哪里啊？
And when we met, we always say, "Oh, where are you living now? Why do we ask that kind of question?"
因为我要去拜访他。
Because I want to go visit him.
对不对？
Is that so?
但这里在 CMO 的时候，在 San Diego 要两个地址，一个是你永久的住宿，一个是你暂时住宿，说住哪一间。
And over that CMO conference, we asked for two addresses. One is where's your home located? The other one is which dorm are you staying in this retreat?
那一天晚上我就去看周祖培牧师。
That night we visited Reverend Moses Chow.
但是很多时候我拿了地址放在口袋里放，再没有看见他们。
But there are a lot of times I just collect the address and put it in my pocket and I never really saw them.
我收集了很多朋友的。名字有些住在三藩市，有些住在 Palo Alto， 有些住在 Texas。名单很多，没有去看他们。
Now I collected all kind of addresses, and they were all over the place, maybe in Palo Alto in Texas, and then that's it. I never did visit them.
弟兄姊妹们，这两个门徒虽与众人不同，他们问的地址没有留在那里。
But this difference in these two disciples, after they asked where Jesus staying, they did not just.Stay there.
他们不是以交换地址为满足的。
They did not just, they was not satisfied just by exchanging the address.
当他们脱口而出说拉比哪里住之后
，When they all of a sudden just blurt out saying that, Rabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣说你们来看。
Then Jesus said, Come and see.
圣经里记载说他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天。便与他同住。
And then Jesus, then in the scripture recorded, so they went and see where he's staying, and that night they dwellers abide with them.
我相信因为同住而有真实的认识。
I believe because they dwell together, they have true understanding of each other.
我听见很多人告诉我说，这几天我还不能信耶稣，因为我对耶稣还不认识，我要更认识他，我才信他。
And I heard very often people say, "Oh, I don't know Jesus that much, so I don't want to believe in him. I want to know more, then I can start believing in him."
弟兄姊妹，现在这里给我们答案就是说，你应当先与他同住，才会认识他。
But actually, the answer stays here that you have to dwell with him, abide with him first in order to know him.
我建议下次我们传福音遇见这样的人说，好极了，那我现在就要带你祷告了。
So next time, if we come across situations like this, we can say, "Okay, then I'll let me lead you to pray first."
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道我讲的什么事情？很多时候我们当他一个人清楚信耶稣之后。现在我带你祷告，让你接受耶稣，是不是这样子的
？So usually we just explain a whole lot of things, and then the very last we say, okay, let me lead you to pray to receive the Lord.
但是这里是个新的方法，传福音来讲是个新的方法。
But this is a new method in preaching the gospel.
他就是还没有认识耶稣，你也可以带他进接受主，让耶稣住在他的里面。
Even he knows nothing about Jesus, you can still invite him to receive Jesus first.
你知道多少年以前？我记得余立功弟兄传福音有一次这样说。
I believe many, many years ago, Reverend Moses Yu once preaching the gospel, and he said,
他说今天早上我们要传福音。
He said, this morning we want to preach the gospel.
大家弟兄们唱诗歌唱得非常喜乐，而且实在有圣灵的工作。
And when brothers and sisters, they were all singing and was really in great joy, and you can see the moving of the Holy Spirit.
他说我现在先问一个问题。
He said, I want to ask a question first.
你们中间有多少人是已经信了耶稣的？
He said,Among you, who received the Lord already?
好些人举手，因为很多弟兄姊妹信主的。
Then a lot of hands raised up because there's quite a bit of brothers and sisters there.
那有些剩下的没有信主的，看见信主人这么自由举手，他就问说，有多少人没有信主的
？So after they saw this free raising hand, then he asked the second question. How many of you have not received the Lord?
那些没有信主人也都很自然的举手。
So those non-believers also raised their hand very freely.
余立功牧师做了一件很稀奇的事情。这么多年来，我第一次看见有传道人这样做的。
And the Reverend Yu did a very strange thing. That's the only time I saw somebody do things like that.
他还没有传信息，是不是
？Before he even preached.
他说：“今天有多少人愿意相信耶稣，请举手。”
He said, "How many of you wanted, were willing to receive the Lord?"
现在就要信耶稣，请举手。
Even now, raise your hand.
他说：“现在就决定，今天我讲完不要信耶稣，请你举手。”
And those who already decided, even after I preach, you still don't want to receive the Lord, raise your hand.
你把这两个问题放在一起的时候，很多人听得震动一下，哎，什么意思？
When these two questions were asked, and a lot of people was really shocked because what does it really mean?
于牧师自己解释说，我从来也很少这样做，但是我现在问一件事情，有多少人今天愿意信耶稣，请你举手。
And Pastor Charles said, I usually don't do this, but today I'm going to do a strange thing. I want to ask those of you who wanted to receive the Lord, raise your hand.
还没有传信息。
That's even before the preaching.
但是我相信许多人来的时候，他心里已经预备好，可以接受耶稣基督，虽然他还不认识。
But I believe there's a lot of you already have your heart ready to receive the Lord. You just haven't got a chance.
亲爱的朋友，你知道吗？在你还没有完全认识他的时候，你就可以先接受他。
Dear friends, do you know even before you fully know him, you can receive him?
让耶稣进到你的心里面，然后你才能更深地认识他。
When you invite him to dwell in your heart, then you can really know him.
让你把心打开，求主的圣灵住在你的里面。
When you open your heart and when you invite the Holy Spirit to dwell in your heart,
你与他同住的经历，让神来证明耶稣基督是何等的真实。
Now this experience abiding with the Lord together that will really prove how the reality of Jesus.
亲爱的朋友们，到底你心里面所要的是什么？
So brother, dear friends, what do you really want in you?
这里那两个门徒跟随耶稣。
Those two disciples followed Jesus.
耶稣转过来问他说，你们要什么？
So Jesus just turned around and saw them and say, what do you want?
中英文的翻译更好，他说，你们寻找什么？
In the English translation, he said, "What are you looking for?
Seeking.
What are you seeking?"
神主耶稣问说，你要寻找什么？
But the Lord asked, "What are you seeking?"
这两个门徒大概没有经过太多的思想。
So these two probably didn't think much.
很快的脱口而出，拉比，你在哪里住？
And right away they blurt out, "Where are you dwell? Where are you staying?"
或者有些人，或者我也可以说，他们可能想了很久很久，不知道怎么说，不知道哪里开口。
Maybe they've been thinking, they thought a long while, they don't know where to start the conversation.
不管他们想过没有，
it doesn't matter.
这个从心里面脱口而出的这个问答案，可能问题可能就是他们最需要的问题。
But this very first question they say may be the most important in their heart.
他们说，拉比，你在哪里住？
He said, Rabbi, where are you staying?
你知道，这里圣经里特别记载，他们那一天便和耶稣同住。
And then, the scripture recorded, said, then that day they dwell with and dwell then abide abode with the Lord, dwell with him.
圣经里说，那时约有深正了。
And in Bible says that is about the tenth hour.
深正是什么时候啊？
Now what is the tenth hour?
照犹太的律法跟希腊的律法两个不一样啊。
According to the Jewish account, time and the Greek time, there's a little bit difference.
罗马希腊罗马律这个时间大概这个 tenth hour 就是深正大概早上十点钟。
According to the Greek and Roman time, it's about 10 o'clock in the morning.
但是根据犹太律法呢，差不多下午四点钟。
But according to the Jewish time, it's about four o'clock in the afternoon.
不管是上午还是下午，总是很长一段时间，他们才。晚上睡觉。
It doesn't matter whether it's in the morning or in the afternoon. Still, there's a long time before they actually retire.
至少六个钟头。
At least 6 hours.
你有六个钟头时间跟一个人在一起，你能够相当认识他。
Now, if you spend 6 hours with someone, you will really know that person.
昨天下午，柯森德姊妹在这里带这个交通姊妹聚会里面交通以后，就到我家里来了。
Yesterday, after the sisters meeting, Sister Cassandra shared after the meeting, she came to our house.
你知道她很喜欢到我家里来。
I know she enjoyed visiting us.
我跟你说啊，假如是客气的朋友
，Let me tell you, if some guests who are very polite.
我大概不会把西装脱掉。
I might not even remove my jacket.
这一两个钟头讲讲话，点点头，以后谈完事情，他走了，我西装可以不要脱。
And maybe just in visiting for an hour or two, and I will sit there, and then we converse, and then nod my head, and then afterwards she will leave, and I can remove my jacket.
如果稍微时间长一点，你到我家里来吃饭。
If you spend a little longer time in my house, maybe you come for dinner.
我告诉你，我没有法穿着西装吃饭，一定把西装脱下来。
There's no way I can have the jacket on to have dinner.
那是我多胖多瘦，一览无余哈。
And then how fat I was, that would really show.
而且你看我吃多少。
Then you can see how much I eat.
等到他坐了很久，整个下午在那里，我实在受不了，我需要穿上短裤，需要把衬衫换掉。
And yesterday afternoon, when she spent the whole afternoon there, then I really can't stand it. So I have to change. change into shorts and T-shirt.
有多少人看见我穿短裤？
Any of you saw me wear shorts before?
你们在我家时间不够长啊。
That's because you didn't spend enough time in my house.
是不是你们以为传道人一天到晚都打着领带穿着西装裤子？
Do you think a minister always wears suits and tie?
甚至你说要穿戴神所说的全副军装，是不是睡觉时候也穿着西装睡？是不是？
Now, so when the Bible recorded that you shall put on the full armor of God, does that mean that you have to really dress up to even go to sleep?
弟兄姊妹们，当你和耶稣同住的时候，你能够认识他每一件事情。
But when you dwell with the Lord, then you will really understand everything about him.
当你和你的朋友在一起同住的时候，你没有办法维持一个普通的礼貌。
Now, when you are really living, staying with your friend, then you probably cannot have that superficial appearance all the time.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是你所以会认识一个人的方法。
Now this is the way that you can really know someone.
不是在人前认识他。
It's not just outwardly.
而是在背后，在他的生活里面，在他的言谈里面，在他的行为里面，在他的思想里面，自然地认识他。
But rather in his daily life, in his thoughts, in his speech, and then you really know the person.
一个人有多少斤两，我们说哈，清清楚楚，没有办法隐瞒。
Sometimes we say, we can weigh somebody over, then we really know what is a person's like.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信安德烈和约翰，因为与耶稣同住一天的缘故，对耶稣有一个第一手的认识。
I believe John and Andrew, after they staying some time with the Lord, they really have this first-hand experience with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你愿不愿意让耶稣坐在你的心里啊？
Now, brothers and sisters, do you want?Jesus to dwell in your heart.
当你让耶稣住在心里的时候，你才有机会真正的认识他。
Now only when you let Jesus dwell in your heart, that will be the only chance that you can really know him and let Jesus know you.
我不能告诉你耶稣怎么样爱你，除非你让他先来爱你。
I don't know how to tell you how much Jesus loves you unless you ask him to love you first to dwell in you.
我不能告诉你耶稣对你这个人真正是怎么样有兴趣，他怎样爱你。
I really cannot tell you how Jesus is interested in a person like you.
最好的办法是让耶稣自己告诉你。
And the best way is let the Lord, let Lord Jesus to tell you himself.
所以我愿意让各位每一位都把心打开，求主说，主啊，你在哪里住？你住在哪里？我也要住在哪里。
So I really urge you to just open up your heart and say, Lord Jesus, where are you staying? Wherever you're staying, I'm there.
弟兄姊妹，你知道安德烈或者是约翰，他们听见使徒约翰跟他们讲许许多多的真理。
You know, when Andrew and John heard all kinds of truths, was explained to them.
约翰对他们说：“看哪、啊，神的羔羊，看哪、啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Now John the Baptist keep on proclaiming that behold, it's the Lamb of God, and who is take away the sin of the world.
他们有一头脑的知识。
And they do have this head knowledge.
但是赶不上当他和耶稣同住的时候那个亲身的经历。
But that is no comparison with that the first-hand experience they have dwelling with the Lord.
约翰的教导没有办法叫安德烈做一个见证。
Now, the teaching of John the Baptist cannot teach Andrew to give a testimony like this.
约翰的教导不能叫安德烈有一个欲望，有一个力量，有一个最深的科目要传扬耶稣。
Now the teaching of John cannot really give Andrew this desire to preach the gospel.
但是当他和耶稣同住了一天之后，他的心完全被折服。
But after this one day dwelling with the Lord, he was totally convinced.
有一首很简单的诗歌说：“神啊，你真好，神啊，你真好。God is so good. God is so good. God is so good to me.”
And this song is that God is so good and he's so good to me.
弟兄姊妹们，神多好多好，但是如果对你不好，你不知道他对你好，神无论多好都对你没有用。
So no matter how good you know God is, if he's not good to you, you know nothing about his love.
如果你不经历他，你不认识他，你没有法子传扬他，为他做见证。
Now if you don't experience yourself, you can never really preach for him.
但是我相信这里是许许多多人都已经经历过耶稣是真实的。
But I do believe that a lot of you here that have already experienced the reality of our Lord Jesus.
当我们耶稣同住之后，我们知道他是救主，他是真实的，他是弥赛亚，他是神所立的基督，他是我的救主，他是我的主，他负我一切的责任。Go ahead.
When you actually dwell with the Lord, then you realize that he is Messiah, he is your Savior, that he can do everything for you.
安德烈经历这些事情。
Now Andrew experienced this.
所以他迫不及待的，这样热切去告诉他的哥哥彼得。
So he couldn't wait. He just ran off to tell this good news to his brother Peter.
他宣告什么？
What is his proclamation?
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
He said we met Messiah.
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
He said we found Messiah.
我不是你听说过弥赛亚而已。
It's not just I heard about Messiah.
我不是远远的看见他而已。
Or I just saw him in the distance.
我和他面对面，和他有一起的关系，和他有个人的关系。
I saw him face to face, and I have this personal relationship with him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我接受主之后，我可以从我的心里说，我遇见主了，遇见耶稣基督了。
When I, the minute I received the Lord, and I can really proclaim that I've met the Lord, I saw him.
你知道，当我在 Missouri, 在 Union City 那里信主以后，我要回到我读书的地方，就是在 Ithaca Cornell.
When I received the Lord, which is at the Union City, Missouri, afterwards, I have to return to my school at Cornell.
我到了学校，第一件事情就把我的朋友都找来。我遇见主了，我遇见主了，我遇见主了。
The first thing I went back is that I called all my friends. I said, I met the Lord.
我不晓得我是不是比安德烈还要兴奋。
I don't know whether I was even more excited than Andrew.
但是让我告诉你，当你信主以后，你应该兴奋一点。
But let me tell you, after you receive the Lord, you should be more excited.
你应该到处宣扬说，我遇见耶稣了，我遇见耶稣，你看见没有？我遇见耶稣了。
You should just cry out everywhere, say, "See, I received the Lord. I received the Lord."
安德烈没有办法讲什么道理，是不是
？Because Andrew just couldn't tell any, give any kind of a teaching or doctrine.
但是他能够讲一个非常准确，在他经历里面改变他生命的一件事情。
But he can tell very, very precisely this changing power in his life.
他把他的哥哥找来。
He found his brother.
你知道，在圣经里面，我们读到关于很多彼得的故事。
You see, in the Bible, we know a lot of stories about Peter.
彼得是一个天生做领袖的人，不太会受人影响的。
You see, Peter is a born leader. He does not affected by other people very quickly.
但是安德烈的经历是彼得没有的。
But Andrew's experience is what Peter does not have.
这里没有讲到彼得怎么样说话。
We don't know how Peter reacted.
也许彼得听了以后，因为是他弟弟，他不能跟他，他可以骂他一顿，他可以跟他辩论，他可以不接受。
Maybe because this is his own brother, he will probably argue with him and does not believe at all.
也许因为这个缘故，圣经里没有记载他们那天发生的事情。
Maybe that was the reason it was not recorded here.
但是有一件事情，安德烈把彼得带来见耶稣了。
But one thing is significant is that Andrew did bring Peter to meet Jesus.
今天早上我看见 Danny 带着他两个朋友来教会。
This morning I saw Danny bring the two friends.Here.
我希望他们遇见耶稣，耶稣对他们发出挑战。
And I wish that they meet Jesus and Jesus would challenge them.
耶稣看见彼得就对他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门。”
And when Jesus saw Peter, he said, "You are the son of Jonah."
你要成为基法。
Your name shall be called Cephas.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我花了很多时间思想，到底彼得有没有认识耶稣是谁？虽然耶稣认识他，立刻叫住他来，但是。
Here I have a question. Although Jesus knew Peter, he called out his name right away. I was wondering whether Peter really knew Jesus at that time.
我就一面想的时候，想起圣经里有一句话，在马太福音十六章里面。
Then I realized that also in there's another verse in the Matthew 16.
十六节那里。耶稣有一次向他的门徒发出挑战，说：“你们说我是谁
？”At that time, that Jesus challenged his disciple, say, "Who do you think I am?"
你知道彼得回答什么
？You know, Peter answered.
彼得回答说：“你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
”Peter answered that you are Christ, is the Son of the Living God.
耶稣怎么回答
？You know, at that time, Jesus answered.
他说：“西门，巴约拿，你是有福的。
”He said, "Simon, Barjona, you are the blessed."
他一样叫他一个名字，叫做西门巴约拿。
He also called him the same name here is Simon the
son of Jonah.
Son of Jonah.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到吗？约翰福音里面第一章这里所讲的约翰的儿子西门，其实英文里面或者希腊文原文就是说西门巴约拿，因为巴的意思就是儿子。
Because the name Bar means son, and Simon.Simon, the son of Barjona means Simon, the son of Jonah.
也许我们可以这样说，当这里同样名字出现的时候，我想圣经里面已经埋伏这样的思想，预表这样的思想。彼得认识耶稣基督，所以耶稣叫他做西门约拿的儿子。
So At that time, we can almost tell that in the writing is already signified that Jesus knows him and he knows the Lord, that his name was called Peter Bar Jonah.
Simon
Bar Jonah.
不管这里我们有没有确实证据，至少彼得那一天真正认识耶稣是基督。
But we don't know, we don't have any proof, but we know that day Peter would know Jesus.
但至少彼得和安德烈他们一起去传扬福音。
But at least we know that later on, Peter and Andrew, they went out and preached the gospel together.
他们遇见腓力。
Because they come across Philip.
他们对腓力，耶稣就对腓力说，来跟从我吧。
And so Jesus called Philip, said, come follow me.
腓力就和安德烈、彼得一同跟随了耶稣。
So Philip,together with Andrew and Peter, they followed the Lord.
这里有很简单的对话。
Now there's a very, very simple conversation here.
耶稣对腓力说，来跟从我。
Jesus said to Philip, come and follow me.
腓力是怎么样一个人呢？
What kind of person is Philip?
腓力可能是有相当多问题的人。
Philip might be one with a lot of questions.
他是要钻研许许多的问题之后才信耶稣的。
He really want to study and solve all kinds of problems before he can really believe the Lord.
正如刚才我们有人说，哦，我要多一点认识耶稣，让我多听几次道，我才来信耶稣。
Just like a lot of people will say, oh, I have to listen to some more and I want to understand more before I can truly believe in the Lord.
这个腓力更进一步。
Now this Philip is even more.So,
他说我要读很多圣经，我要把圣经读通了，我才来信耶稣。
He said, I want to study a lot of study the Bible until I fully understand what the Bible is talking about. Then I will receive.
你有没有听过传福音碰见这样子的人？他说我要把圣经读懂了，我才来信耶稣。有没有这样的人
？Come across persons like this. I want to study the Bible until I fully understand. Then
感谢主。你不要以为这样人没有盼望啊，这样人是有盼望。
Praise the Lord. You don't think these kind of person have no hope because they have great hope.
我们怎么知道？因为腓力这里做了个简单的证明。
How do we know? Because Philip.Made a very simple demonstration here.
他转过身来对拿单传福音的时候，他说：“我们在摩西的律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。”
Because when after he turned around to witness to other people, he said, "The one that was recorded in the laws of Moses and also was proclaimed by the prophets, that's the one we met."
腓力是更进一步，他不仅传福音，他拿圣经出来引用给拿单也看。
So even one more step.That not only he preached the gospel, preached about Jesus, he can really cite the book, cite the scripture that was recorded about Jesus.
他不仅是从安德烈、彼得那里经历到一件事情，看见耶稣的生活，看见耶稣的生命而信主。
Not only he actually experienced God's Jesus' life, and he knows him personally. He can also witness for him.
他也能够从圣经里面立下良好的根基，来证明耶稣就是神所要设立的那一位救主。
And he also have this good foundation in the word that Jesus is the one that was said to be Christ to save the world.
但这里有一件很有趣的事情。
But here's a very interesting thing.
他遇见一个头脑更顽固的人。
He come across even a more stubborn one.
这位拿单也有一个成见。
Nathaniel has a precept.
他说：“拿撒勒还能说什么好东西
？”He said, "This how could can there any good things come out of Nazareth?"
我想拿单叶和腓力大概是相当熟的朋友。
I believe Nathaniel and Philip must be very good, very close friends.
不然他们不会一下就抬杠，对不对
？Otherwise, they won't argue like that right away.
而且我相信腓力大概是在拿单叶面前是甘拜下风的，口才不如拿单叶。
I believe probably Philip usually is not so affluent before Nathaniel.
所以腓力根本就不敢，也不能跟拿单叶辩论。
And so Philip really cannot, dare not argue or argue with Nathaniel.
但是腓力讲了一句很有趣的话。
But Philip said something very interesting.
说你来看。
He said, "Come and see."
你来看。
Come and see.
我讲到你来看，我就想起 Paul Brogy.
Whenever I talk about come and see. I was reminded of brother Paul.
那些年轻人在笑 ，Paul Brogy 是不是这样？你来看，是不是这样 ？Come， 有没有这样子哈
？Paul Brogy always say come。
弟兄姊妹，但是我告诉你，当他把拿单叶带到耶稣面前，你来看的时候，是他最成功的一点。
But you know when Philip say come and see and actually brought Nathanael to Jesus, that is his the most successful part.
弟兄姊妹们，你要知道，我们传福音遇见各式各样的人，就好像这些门徒一样啊。
You see, when we try to witness for the Lord, we come across all kinds of people,
just like those disciples. 有些人冲到大的一个地步，根本你敲他不动。
And some people have such are so headstrong, you really cannot move a bit.
有些人不仅头脑大，他是顽固啊。
And some not only headstrong, they are just downright stubborn.
根本拿他没有办法。
You just cannot do anything.
但是若是你能叫他来看，主耶稣自己负责。
But if you can say, come and see, and then Jesus will be responsible himself.
耶稣对拿单也有办法的。
Because Jesus can deal with Nathanael.
他对彼得是借着预言说出他将来的身份，你是彼得，你是基法，你是一块石头，将来你成为教会的根基。
Now to Peter,Jesus prophesies over him, saying that he will be called Cephas, that is the rock.
他对于拿单也就是说，你是个真以色列人。
But to Nathanael, he said, you are a true Israelite.
我很想讲一篇信息叫真以色列人。
I really like to preach a message on true Israelite.
其实我知道今天我绝对不可能把拿单也的经历也讲完。
I understand I really cannot fully preach on the experience of Nathanael.
但你想想主耶稣这句话，他说你是真以色列人，拿单也听了什么感觉？
But just imagine when what did Nathanael feel when Jesus said you are the true Israelite?
恐怕他一听就是这个称呼真不错。
Maybe at first he will be very flattered.
主耶稣说什么？他说
Then Jesus said,
你的心里是没有诡诈的。
That you have no guile.
但是耶稣对他说了。
Then Jesus said,
他说你还没有招呼，他说你在无花果树下，腓力还没有招呼你，我就看见了。
He said, even before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I already saw you.
耶稣有个本事能够看透他的内心。
You see, Jesus can see through his heart.
有些人嘴巴上硬，他心里是要神的。
You see, a lot of people, they are very strong in verbally, but actually in their heart, they wanted the Lord.
他们嘴里虽然是那样反对，但心里面实在是虚空的。
Although they really oppose so strongly, but actually their heart is so empty.
他们辩论是为了争取胜利，却知道胜利的结果叫他失败。
You see, when they want to argue, is they want this superficial victory, but that victory brings failure to them.
他们也知道，如果他变赢了以后，对他没有好处。
Because they do know, even after they win the argument, there's no good come to them.
所以主耶稣一下就指出，他说：“你心里是没有诡诈的。”
So right away, Jesus just pointed out to him that there's no guile in your heart.
而且是我早就看见你了。
And then he said that a long time ago, I already saw you.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们有各式各样的人，在座我们每个人受造也不同。
Now today with the all people were all different and we were all created differently.
我们也在不同的程度里面对主的福音有挑战、有抵挡、有问题。
And in different levels, we do have this oppression, we have this doubt about gospel.
但是耶稣能够面对面解决你的问题。
But Jesus can really face to face solve your problem.
只要你能够向他。真正的诚心，心里面没有诡诈。
As long as you have a true heart open to him, when there's no guile in your heart.
所以一下子拿单也在神的面前，在主的面前就低头了。
So right away, Nathanael just bowed down before the Lord.
他说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
”Rabbi, you are the king. You are the son of God. You are the king of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你把他们这四个门徒他们所做的见证放在一起看。实在他们每个人经历耶稣都有不同的一面。
So if we put these four people before us, then we can see they all have different aspect in experience the Lord.
你我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And Andrew proclaimed, we met Messiah.
弥赛亚就是神所高立的，神所行使的，神所主权所安立的那一位。
Now Messiah is the one that was anointed, that will reign over.
他腓力说他是众先知所见证的，是摩西在律法上所记的，是应验预言的那一位。
And Philip will say, this is the one that was recorded in the law and was also prophesied, and this is the one that will fulfill all those prophecy.
拿单也说你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
And Nathanael will say, you are the son of God, the king of Israel.
每个人都有不同角度的见证。
Everybody have a different angle of their witness.
这些见证就是他们个人经历的结果。
And all this testimony are their personal experience.
那弟兄姊妹，这四个人放在一起怎么样呢？
When you put these four people together, what will happen?
我觉得一件非常稀奇的事情。
I believe there's a wonderful thing happening there.
主在他刚开始传福音，还没有多少工作做出来，还没有多少神迹行出来，说先找到这四个门徒。
You see, way before Jesus established his work, so-called, he found these four people first.
而且这四个人他们自然的关系背景的关系是相当在一起相当能够和谐的。
And these four people from their natural background and everything, they can really work harmoniously together.
他们彼此中间一个带一个的信了主。
And they just one after another, they all was brought to the Lord.
而且信了主以后，他们四个人变成同伴。
And then afterward, they all received the Lord. They become a companion to each other.
他们每个人都有个人经历，认识耶稣是谁，而且能够传扬耶稣。
They all have their personal experience. They knew the Lord, and they can all preach the gospel.
你看他们心里面实在火热。
And then you can see that there's real zeal in their heart.
有时候我也看见弟兄们刚信主的时候，真是充满了火热，真是喜乐。
I often see the brothers and sisters when they first believe in the Lord. They are so zealous for the Lord.
今天早上杨华姊妹没有来。
This morning, our sister Yang wasn't here yet.
但我记得她刚刚信主的时候，在我家里面，我请了一些年轻朋友来。她刚刚信主没有几天。
I believe when she first believed in the Lord, just days, I invited a group of young people in my home.
真是充满了喜乐，而且大有把握见证。我知道耶稣是谁，我认识他，因为耶稣在我的心里面。
She was filled with joy, and she just that's with such boldness she witnessed for the Lord. She knows I knew him and I received him. I know he is in my heart.
我那个表弟是很会辩论的人。
And at that time, there's one of my cousins who is very argumentative.
他们在那里唇枪舌战，非常精彩。
At that time, they were just arguing with each other. It was quite a sight.
我在那边越看越稀奇，这一个。姊妹信主没有多久，为什么她知道这么多事情
？And I just marveled at that time because this sister only received the Lord a few days and she knew so much.
她所说的话大有把握。
She proclaimed the things that was such confidence.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们每一个人都有这样的能力，因为耶稣基督在我们生命中间是真实。
Actually, we should all be like that because this Jesus has this true life is in us.
我们愿意向我们的朋友求主把我们里面那个热再重新眺望起来。
Now we are willing to witness to our friends. We ask the Lord to stir up the king to rekindle this heat, this fire again.
你不要怕你知道的不够多。
Don't be afraid that you don't know too much.
因为你不需要把人说服叫他来信耶稣。
Because that wasn't the point that you convince anybody.
你只要做你的见证，耶稣基督自己要向他们证明。
All you have to do is to witness, to give your own testimony, and then Jesus will do the rest.
主从来没有叫我们叫别人得救。
The Lord never wants us to save other people.
只要叫我们做见证。
It only wants us to witness.
有一位传福音在电视上传福音的牧师，传道人，有一天在电视里面讲，他说我一个人都没有救过。
There's once a televangelist proclaimed on television, say, I've never saved anybody.
他说我传了这么多福音，一个人都没有救过。
Because I preached the gospel for so many years, but I never did save even one.
他说我的确用各样的方法来证明耶稣是基督。
I use all kinds of ways to prove that Jesus is Christ.
我从旧约到新约，引证给他们看耶稣是基督。
From Old Testament to New Testament, I can prove to them that Jesus is Christ.
耶稣是神的儿子。
And he is the Son of God.
耶稣是神所设立那一位，叫他为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
And he is the one that was set up by the that was set by the Lord that who will die for us on the cross.
耶稣基督已经复活，他从死里复活，以大能证明他是神的儿子。
And he's also resurrected and with this great power to prove that he is the Son of God.
我已经向人宣讲，说是耶稣基督还要再来。
And I also proclaim that Jesus will come again.
他要把教会接到荣耀里面去。
And he will receive the church into his glory.
他在地上所设立的教会是为了他做见证。
And all the church that he set upon on this earth is for his own witness.
他说：“但是我没有救过一个人。”
But then he said, "I've never saved anybody."
你想想，一个传道人一个人都没有救过，你想底下听人怎么提心吊胆的
？Now was this minister who claimed that he never saved anybody, so people really worry about that.
我在听了也替他捏把汗，他怎么收场法
？And I was also it was kind of a my heart was hanging in midair. See, how is he going to conclude this meeting?
但忽然他转过来，他说：“哈利路亚，感谢主，神没有叫我救一个人，我不能救任何人，耶稣基督救你。”
But when he turned around, he said, "Hallelujah! The Lord did not want me to save anybody. I cannot save anybody, but Jesus who saves."
我们没有办法救任何人。
We cannot save anybody.
但是耶稣可以救你。
But Jesus can save you.
耶稣是基督。
Because Jesus is Christ.
我们只是见证，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
We only can witness we met the Messiah.
Hallelujah! 因为我们里面大有喜乐。
Praise the Lord, because we do have this great joy in us.
我们大有把握。
We have this great confidence.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里他们几个同伴在一起。
Now you see this companion that working together.
他们以后也有争执。
And later on, they might have some arguments.
他们都有个人的利益。
Because they have their own thing.
他们跌跌撞撞走在一起，这个成为神，这个成为将来成为十二使徒，就是他们。
And they are struggling along, and actually they become the four of those 12 disciples.
以后主耶稣还要有时候来劝架。
Sometimes the Lord even have to come and to become the peacemaker among them.
弟兄姊妹，这好像我们跟随主的样子，对不对？
Just like us when we are following the Lord.
但感谢主，他们有同伴在一起。
But praise the Lord, they have a company together.
因为他们知道同一个呼召、同一个任务、同一个使命。
Because they know they have this one call, this one commission, they have this one duty to do.
当他们跟随耶稣的时候，主讲得很清楚：你们来跟从我。
Because when they follow the Lord, it's very, very clear. The Lord said, "You come, follow me."
结果他们就因为跟随耶稣的缘故，成了同伴。
So because they all follow Jesus, they become companion.
弟兄姊妹，今天我看到教会里面，我们每个人都需要同伴，对不对？
Now today in church, we all need some companions.
少年人需要少年人同伴，青年人需要青年人同伴，中年人需要中年人同伴，老年人需要老年人同伴。
The young people they need companion, and the young, the old.
如果我们的心是来跟随耶稣的，就是什么人都可以做我们的同伴。
But if our heart is we want to follow Jesus, then anybody can be our companion.
因为在那个同一的呼召里面，我们做同伴，没有要求我们各个喜欢别人。
Because in that one calling, under that one calling, we become companion. Does that mean that we have to actually really like everybody?
但是我们却是被因为这个吸引，这个荣耀的呼召和做基督徒的目的。而彼此扶持了。
But because we are attracted to Him, we have this very glorious calling that we are all one.
我们弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，彼此扶持，彼此帮助，一同来做门徒。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we're together, we support each other, we exalt each other, we become disciples together.
我们学会做见证，我们学会带人信耶稣。
Then we learn how to witness for Him. We learn how to bring other people to the Lord.
我们真正能宣告，我们遇见弥赛亚了。我知道。
Then we can really proclaim that we met Messiah. We know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们没有办法讲拿单耶的经历。
We're not going to go into the experience of Nathaniel.
不过没有关系，以后也许我们再讲。
Maybe later on we have chance.
愿主叫我们每个人从心里说。我们认识耶稣基督， 我们遇见他。
May the Lord bless us, and so that we can all say we met Him, we met Messiah.
今天早晨，也许有人已经心打开，让耶稣住来进来与你同住。
Maybe this morning, some of you already opened your heart. You want the Lord Jesus to abide in you.
也许你还没有清楚的得救，但是你知道耶稣基督会向你显现。
Now maybe you are not really truly a believer yet, but you believe that the Lord will reveal Himself to you.
像安德烈一样。
Just like Andrew.
我求主借着你与他同住的经历，叫他向你证明他的真实。
I pray that this experience that he dwelling with you, this experience will make you believe him.
若你还没有接受他，我求你现在这个时候把你的心打开。
If you have not received him yet, I pray that you will open your heart to receive him now.
若你已经信耶稣，而且你有确实的把握，知道耶稣是谁。
Now, if you already believe in the Lord and you have such assurance, you know who He is.
我指着主的权柄这样对你说。
Now, in God's power, I said this unto
you.
You shall witness for Him.
对人做见证说，我们遇见弥赛亚。
You shall witness to other people, saying that I met Him.
你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
他并没有叫你为他做最好的辩论者，来把人头脑打破。
He never asked you to be the best, to give the best argument to convince other people to break other people's will.
他只是叫你传扬他，做一个信差，把这个信息传给他。
He only wants you to be a messenger to pass out the good news.
如果你能把他们带到主的面前来
，If you can bring him to the Lord,
主一定会自己向他们显现。
The Lord will reveal to them himself.
主自己要负他的责任。
And he shall be responsible.
证明他是基督。
To prove that he is Christ.
证明他是弥赛亚。
To prove that he is the Messiah.
用各样神迹奇事。
With all kinds of miracles and wonders.
你看以后，你看在约翰福音第二章里面，耶稣行了神迹，圣经里说，因此他的门徒才信他。
And you can see that in the second chapter of John, you see that Jesus starting to perform miracles, and then it was recorded so that the disciples believe that he is the Son of God.
主会一步一步地带领我们认识。
It is still a long way, but the Lord will prove himself to us.
这是一个起点。
Now, but this is the starting point.
你要清楚知道他是你的救主。
You should know that he is your Savior.
他是神所设立的那位救赎主。
He is the one that was set up by the Lord who is our Savior.
这是弥赛亚的意思。
Now, he is Messiah. That's the true meaning.